RLCV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A deadly construction accident in Boise, an aircraft hangar being built at the Boise airport, collapsed. 3 people killed, 9 more injured. Boise Fire Operations Chief Aaron Hummel.
There was a large-scale collapse of the building, the framework of the building. I don't know what caused it, but I can tell you that it was a pretty global collapse that occurred. The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Of the 9 people injured, 5 are on hospital critical lists. Voting 357 to 70, the House passed a $79 billion package of tax cuts, expanding the child care tax credit, but not at pandemic levels, and restoring 3 corporate tax cuts. In Manchester, New Hampshire, a woman putting out her trash fell into the dumpster, which was promptly dumped into a garbage truck. Neighbors heard her screams. There was a camera in the trash compartment. The woman was rescued. This is ABC News. This problem is only getting worse.
Why people do it is often not clear, but the phenomenon of people shining lasers at airplanes is a growing problem. The FAA out with new numbers showing it received over 13,000 reports from pilots of having lasers shined at them, a 40% increase over 2022. Since 2010, there have been 313 injuries from laser strikes. Getting caught shining a laser at an airplane or helicopter can be an $11,000 fine plus criminal penalties. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The simple explanation, winged insects are simply inexorably drawn to bright lights. In reality, it's not that simple. The new study suggesting that artificial lights at night may actually scramble the bugs' innate navigational systems, causing them to flutter in confusion around porch lamps, street lights, and other human-made beacons. For the study, researchers attached itty-bitty sensors to moths and dragonflies in a laboratory to record motion capture video of their flight. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are, and we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican bills to ban race-based programs at the universities of Wisconsin are moving through the legislature. They got a hearing Wednesday. GOP lawmakers want to require universities to offer help to students based on need, not race.
One of the main effects that this bill will have is that it will put race hustlers out of business. Talking about how one person deserves one thing or another based on their race will never solve the problem.
The UW Board of Regents recently agreed to limits to diversity efforts in exchange for state funding. GOP lawmakers want to curtail some of Governor Evers' veto power. They're proposing a constitutional amendment to bar the governor from using a partial veto to increase any taxes or fees. Evers used his partial veto last July to increase limits on how much public schools can raise every year for the next 400 years. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Packers hire a new defensive coordinator. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Matt LaFleur putting out a statement. He has hired Jeff Hafley, age 44, head coach of the Boston College Eagles, to be the new defensive coordinator in Green Bay. Hafley's originally from New Jersey, played wide receiver in high school and at a small college, had secondary coaching stints at Rutgers and Pitt, then got into the NFL, where he's a secondary coach for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Cleveland Browns, and the San Francisco 49ers. After that, 2 years as a co-defensive coordinator for the Ohio State Buckeyes, then in December of 2019, hired as the new coach in Boston. Matt LaFleur says, "We are excited to welcome Jeff and his family to the Packers and the Green Bay community. He's had success at every stop of his coaching career and an impressive track record of developing players at every level. We look forward to Jeff leading our defense." NBA, Bucks in Portland against the Trailblazers tonight. Again, Boston College head coach Jeff Hafley, the new defensive coordinator for the Packers, with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. We'll see patchy fog developing in the overnight, partly cloudy skies and lows right near the freezing mark. So be wary of some slippery spots first thing Thursday morning. Otherwise, plenty of clouds across the area. Highs in the upper 30s, close to the 40-degree mark. Record highs possible. It's 33 at our studios.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. It's your hometown radio, refreshed. Mino and the Mayor in the morning. And the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, the DJ for your hour for Taylor Swifty songs. It is Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board. It is Wednesday, January 31st, 2024, 6 now past the hour of 12 noon. It is Wednesday. The camel's asleep. The camel was jiving to a little Taylor Swift. Welcome to a special edition of our Hump Day crossover edition. Mr. Pat Kreitlow, host of Up North News Radio, every morning from 6 until 8 across the Civic Media Network, joins us from beautiful Lake Wissota in northern Wisconsin from our nation's capital. Wisconsin native, former Republican like myself, and part of the Lincoln Project, senior advisor to Trigvi Olson, joins us from our nation's capital. Gentlemen, today's focus is the wonderfully talented national treasure. In fact, Liz Cheney, former Republican congresswoman from Wyoming, tweeted this out a half an hour ago. Quote, "Taylor Swift is a national treasure," unquote. And today's focus is, and I know for some people this might be a little goofy, but there is a serious point to it. Why the heck is the Republican Party, the MAGA folks, and a former Wisconsin governor and also participant at Badger Boy State, why are they obsessed with Taylor Swift? By the way, our former governor has been invited. Governor Walker, I'm sure somebody is listening in. Give us a call, 844-967-2789. This is not a joke. If Scott Walker calls in, you are more than welcome, Governor, to join the conversation. We'd love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Pat Kreitlow, I know you've talked about this on Up North News Radio. What is up with these, as Gayle King would say, grown-ass men being obsessed with Taylor Swift?
Look what you made me do. Now we have to talk about Taylor Swift. To say that I've talked about it on the morning radio show is just a little bit of a stretch. I'm looking to encourage people not to talk about it, not to blow it up. And yet it seems that the folks on the right just cannot help themselves. And so my only takeaway from all of this, as I noted this morning, is something I say all the time. When you can't win on your ideas, when you can't win on the issues, you fill in the blank. Talk about Mexican caravans, rig the maps, pick on green M&Ms or Bud Light or Taylor Swift. If you can't run and win on your ideas, this is the kind of garbage that you peddle in.
Right. And again, I know that, look, we're talking about one of not the most popular international singer right now in the world, Taylor Swift, who is a self-made woman, and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who's going to the Super Bowl, playing tight end for the Kansas City Chiefs. Look, they're celebrities. I get it. But it's to your point, Pat, it's the Republicans who can't let this alone. And here was the impetus for today's show. A day and a half ago, our former governor, Scott Walker, Republican, got a little irritated by a story he saw in the Daily Mail. The headline is, Taylor Swift could sway 2024 election outcome. New poll finds that a fifth of voters are likely to back a candidate endorsed by the singer. The former governor retweeted that and said, this same fifth of voters were likely voting the wrong way if they based their decision on the opinion of a celebrity, unquote. Pat Kreitlow, last time I checked, the Republicans elected a reality celebrity to the White House.
Ah, touche. Yes. What an excellent point you're making there. And I was one who was saying back in 2016, stop judging people on their celebrity basis. I am old enough to remember how stupid I looked on TV the night I told my audience that Jesse Ventura had just been elected governor of Minnesota. We are supposed to be better than that. We're not. We're in this celebrity culture where we worship something for a while and then something happens. They say something, somebody does something, they become yesterday's news. I mentioned the other day the anniversary of Octomom giving birth to the octuplets. Mm. Do you hear about that anymore?
Nope.
No, but it was all you heard about for months on end before it was all done. And look, I'm sorry that I'm going to take this into a dark place for a moment here, but I want to say this in all sincerity. I am genuinely afraid because I am getting a bad Rebecca Schaefer vibe out of all this. And for folks who don't remember, Rebecca Schaefer was a young actress, starred in a show called My Sister Sam, and a stalker that she knew about and kept trying to, you know, thwart him and have him, you know, stay away from her. Eventually, you know, just showed up one day and shot her dead. And it's not the only instance of stalkers doing that. But now you mix celebrity stalking with politics as poisonous as it is right now. And I am not exaggerating when I say I am genuinely afraid for where all this goes if some people can't tamp down the rhetoric.
And Trigby Olson, like Pat Kreitlow, you're a girl dad. We've talked about this before on the show. And we've also talked what Pat brings up, this new political violence, mainly stoked by MAGA on the right. And there is a serious side to this. We're going to get into this a little bit later. We have cuts from Colin Cowherd from Fox, who really put this into great context. We have some cuts we're going to play from.
Great comments.
Yeah, yes. Great comments from Colin Cowherd. We're also going to play ridiculous comments from people on Fox and Newsmax of these white dudes very disturbed by her. But I think as a girl dad, yes or no, or your opinion on it, I think Taylor Swift represents more than just a pop star. She represents women who have taken their power back.
Okay, so I'm not disagreeing with Pat, but I'm gonna pivot off of something Pat said. So first of all, if you look at what the right's doing to Taylor Swift, it's what the far right in America, and particularly Donald Trump, always try to do, vilify anybody that might be a potential threat to them. And, you know, the former governor, Badger Boy State, Scott, look at what he did with vilifying teachers, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, this is, they got to have an enemy, okay? The second thing about Taylor Swift is she's not just a celebrity. I mean, I think it's unfair to Taylor Swift to say, yes, she is a celebrity, but she's not a celebrity like Kim Kardashian was a celebrity who is known for being famous, or Paris Hilton, or Donald J. Trump, who is basically known for being famous in a sphere. She literally sold out Wembley Stadium eight nights in a row next year. Mm-hmm. You know who's the only other band to do that? The Beatles, for God's sakes. Like, she's an artist who, and by all accounts, seems like a decent enough person, right? She is a real threat to them, and she's a threat to them, and we'll talk about it later, because she precipitates conversations like that have been going on at my house with my 14-year-old about why is Donald Trump and the right attacking Taylor Swift?
Yeah. And again, Pat, you're a girl dad. You have grandkids as well. I mean, isn't it good as a father, as a grandfather, to have open conversations with your kids? And isn't it good to have someone that says, and we're going to play the clip a little bit later from her documentary where she's talking to her own dad. Trigvi put this out on Twitter from her documentary where she says, look, I don't care if it hurts my career. I have a platform. I have a responsibility to speak out on things like women's health care and LGBTQ rights.
Right. And the thing that I, you know, taught my daughters, and I think everybody should teach their kids, is it's okay to have disagreements and have those discussions. As long as you do your homework so that you're not, you know, talking out your butt, you can disagree respectfully on things. And that's what people should be doing if they don't like the fact that Travis Kelce, you know, is a spokesperson for Pfizer and is talking up the COVID vaccine. I mean, he's right, and anybody that argues with him is wrong, but you can have that argument if you want to have it respectfully. And the same goes for Taylor. Look, we all take shots at celebrities. That does, in fact, come with the territory. It's just that the level of the rhetoric is at a point that I think we are right to be urging caution and to remember that these are humans, and like all humans, just have your respectful disagreement, state your position, and leave it at that.
Let's turn to politics for a while, because, you know, again, it's MAGA and the Republicans that are making this into a political issue, not Taylor Swift or Travis Kelce. And I think that Trigvi's right. I think that they're worried, the MAGA folks are, that because Taylor Swift is respected, because she's signed up, 45,000 people now, registered them to vote, didn't ask what party they're from, by the way, just said register right to vote and go out and vote. I think that presents a threat, Pat. You and I have talked about it before. The Republican Party, look at Derek Van Orten, look at others in Wisconsin, they don't offer a positive alternative. All they can do is tear down on the other side.
And they look at any opportunity to increase voter registration, to participate in our democracy, as a bad thing. Because, again, they know that, you know, if fewer people vote, that increases their odds of winning for, you know, reasons we don't have to get into now. But there should never, never, never be anything wrong with people who encourage other people to vote, help them register. Again, that's the part that should be celebrated by all sides, before you have your respectful disagreements. But any time that you are talking down or obstructing somebody who's only trying to get more people to participate in democracy, it just says something so wrong about who you are in this democratic republic.
Before I let you go, Pat, I want to pick up on something that you have been talking about and did again this morning on Up North News Radio every morning from 6 until 8. And it goes back to, again, the former governor is welcome to call into the show. We've invited him on today. But, you know, when you have somebody like Scott Walker who vilified someone like teachers, it has a devastating effect on public education. And now we hear school districts saying, well, we're having to pay more for teachers, you know, because there's a teacher shortage. Well, gee, I wonder why.
I do wonder why. And that is, of course, something that we'd all seen coming. We'd already seen it from a demographic standpoint. Then you exacerbate it with the political end of it as well. And you see exactly why we are faced with a shortage in that area, and a shortage in all kinds of other areas, as other young people heard all of this and said, much like my daughters did, I think I'm going to go live in some other state. We really need to turn that around by stop these attacks on our educators and on public education.
Pat Kreitlow, every morning, 6 to 8, Up North News. He's always nice. Scott Walker, GOP, why you got to be so mean? Back with your phone calls. Trigvi Olsen and more on the other side.
Why you gotta be so mean?
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big
Absolutely.
Thing.
Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are. And we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tunnelball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 20 minutes past the hour of 12 noon. You were trouble when you walked in. I knew you were trouble when you walked in from Taylor Swift there. Great lyric. Reminds me, Trigvy, when after Scott Walker got elected and in 2010 and never said a word about Act 10 or attacking teachers or getting rid of bargaining rights for public employees. And he walked into the closed door Republican Senate caucus. And he announced this along with his handful of staff. And, we kind of looked at each other and said, well, this is trouble. when I walked in, you knew that was just not going to go well. And it didn't, of course. And, again, we invited the governor on the show, former Governor Scott Walker, because he started this whole thing, or at least here in Wisconsin, by tweeting out this poll or this story from the Daily Mail Online that took a poll. And found that a fifth, perhaps up to a fifth of voters could be swayed in the 2024 election by what Taylor Swift thinks. And the former governor said, the same fifth of voters were likely voting for the wrong way if they based their decision on the opinion of a celebrity. And of course, he didn't stop there. He had to go on and attack her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, saying, quote, funny how liberals are interested in the opinion of a white man living in the 1% who does work for Big Pharma, an insurance company, and a business accused of using sweatshops, and who has a girlfriend who's going to fly around the world in a private jet to watch him play a game. Well, that's interesting because, of course, here in Wisconsin, Robin Voss and his popcorn empire are being accused of using state prisoners for workers in his popcorn business. And last time I checked, Donald Trump was part of the 1% who flies around in a private jet as well. And unlike Donald Trump, who probably is responsible for hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of dead during the pandemic, Travis Kelce's actually trying to help save lives by getting people vaccinated for COVID. Seems like the governor is a little off. Former governor is a little off.
It goes so far beyond that. The guy who bragged about packing his own lunch in a paper bag and shopping at Kohl's, there was an article about how much he's making for Young Americans for Freedom.
How much?
Now, here's the thing, Scott. Let's talk honest. Like, I just call him like I see him. First of all, you're part of the 1%, but you're part of the 1% based on political connections because all you've ever wanted to be is a politician. Literally from 1985, when we all showed up at Badger Boys State and you were the guy running for president of the United States and the rest of us were trying to get the milk girls from Ripon College out behind a dorm, right? So you've been running for president forever. That didn't work out so good for you. Now, fortunately, Ron DeSantis came along and said, hey, Scotty, hold my beer. But here's the thing. At the end of the day, right, he's part of the 1% himself, but he's not part of the 1% for the reason that Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are part of the 1% because they worked their butts off and they had talent, in Taylor Swift's case, immense talent, in Travis Kelce's too. He might be the greatest tight end in the history of the NFL. That's why they're part of the 1%. She earned the private jet that she flies on. Scott Walker, he rides on Diane Hendricks and a bunch of rich donors
who
he did favors for when he was in office on their private jets.
Right.
So give me a break. give me a break.
Off the text line, Chris, listening on WMDX, says the same guy that took a private jet on taxpayer dollars to get a haircut. That's pretty good, right? Also from Andrew from Maine, to Trigvy's comment about needing an enemy, how can we get the GOP to go back to hating on fascism and Nazis instead of Taylor Swift?
Well, here's the thing. Actually, that's a great question, because there's a lot of people who are looking at what Nikki Haley's doing and they're hating on Nikki Haley on the right. Mm-hmm. But there's also a lot of people criticizing her on the left, right? But right now, what she's doing is actually, and that's how you break extremism, she's creating divides about what it means to be a Republican. And that's a good thing in the sense that whether you like Nikki Haley or not, that's a good thing for democracy. That's mm-hmm. how you break extremism. And I'll give you two examples. People think back to after 9/11, President Bush came out and took a lot of grief for saying that Al-Qaeda was a perversion of Islam. They're like, what's he doing talking about that? What he was trying to do is create debates within the cleric community in the Middle East about whether that was true or not, right? Mm-hmm. Dividing them into camps, divide and conquer. When Barack Obama started talking about ISIL rather than ISIS, same thing. The way you break these groups is you get them fighting amongst themselves, and it's a lot better off if Nikki Haley ignites a civil war in the Republican Party than having a civil war ignited that we're all in the middle of.
Yeah, totally agree. 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Trigvy Olson, a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican here in Wisconsin, is our guest, as always, on Wednesdays, talking about the obsession of MAGA, and GOP with Taylor Swift. Stephen in Green Bay, thanks for holding, Stephen. What's he?
As you can probably imagine, I have quite a bit to say on this topic. first of all, it is sad in this country that someone like Taylor Swift, who has worked her behind off to get to where she is in the first place, has more of a political microphone than the politics that are running for the office themselves. Mm-hmm. The problem is that politics have failed the younger generation. They can't connect with the younger generation. They don't understand the younger generation. So people like Taylor Swift have to come out and do the job for them. And then they have the audacity to complain, well, we don't like the way you're doing the job. We don't like the job. You have to do the job for us, but we don't like the way you're doing it. And then they vilify her.
Yeah.
I am sick and tired of the Republicans' answer to everything that they don't like or they don't agree with, whether, and especially when it comes to women, is we're going to trash them and we're going to say all the bad things we can about them and make them sound like they're the scum of the earth. Well, let me tell you, it's because of people like Taylor Swift that younger people are interested in politics at all. Because let's be honest with each other right now, politics. If I was a teenager and going into politics, I would be so turned off by the current political landscape that I would say I have better things to do. I have things to study. I have things to do for my own personal life rather than worry about this venom that is politics right now.
Yeah.
So Taylor Swift is actually doing them a favor.
Yeah. Appreciate it, Stephen.
Stephen, can I ask Stephen a question quick?
Yep.
Stephen, do you know who is the leader of the organization that is dedicated to creating the next generation of conservatives in the United States?
Yeah, it's Scott Walker, the same person.
Exactly.
Who
says everything you need to know.
My wife will not teach. My wife literally got an English education degree and didn't use it because of Scott Walker.
There you go. Exactly. There's a legacy, right? Thanks, Steve. I really appreciate the call. Yeah, there is a legacy. For the governor, if he's listening, in, or his friend. Again, we've invited the governor on the show today.
Come on, Scott.
I mean, you've hung out a governor with Trigvy before. You and I have been in meetings together with Dale Schultz and other people. I mean, it's not like we don't know each other. We'll let you say uninterrupted what you want to say, as long as you have a discussion. Will the governor join us on the other side? Stay tuned. Mark, CJ, Jam. We'll take your calls after this. It's the Todd Allemble Show, a Taylor Swift edition on the Civic Media Ready Network.
This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. A deadly construction accident in Boise, an aircraft hangar being built at the Boise airport, collapsed. Three people killed, nine more injured. Boise Fire Operations Chief Aaron Hummel.
There was a large-scale collapse of the building, the framework of the building. I don't know what caused it, but I can tell you that it was a pretty global collapse that occurred. The main structural members came down. It was fairly catastrophic.
Of the nine people injured, five are on hospital critical lists. Voting 357 to 70, the House passed a $79 billion package of tax cuts, expanding the child care tax credit, but not at pandemic levels, and restoring three corporate tax cuts. In Manchester, New Hampshire, a woman putting out her trash fell into the dumpster, which was promptly dumped into a garbage truck. Neighbors heard her screams. There was a camera in the trash compartment. The woman was rescued. This is ABC News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Dental therapists can now start practicing in Wisconsin. They can fill cavities, do oral exams, and pull some teeth. Governor Evers is also signing off on new money to boost oral care training in Wisconsin's technical colleges and incentives for Marquette University dental students to practice in underserved areas. Governor Evers is standing by Tuesday's veto of legislative maps passed by Republican state lawmakers last week.
It's important to make sure that people have, you know, good maps, to make sure that we have competitive races, all that stuff. But what I vetoed is was not in that vein.
Redistricting will likely be settled by the state Supreme Court in a few weeks. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Earl Ingram.
Sandy, people are talking about influencers. I don't see too many septuagenarians or octogenarian influencers.
They're alive.
We're trying. Radio shows like this are our efforts to be influencers, I suppose.
Yeah.
I
mean, we can possibly be influencers.
Well, maybe. I don't
know. Calvin's laughing.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Some patchy fog this morning, then it's going to be mostly cloudy through the rest of the day, although we will see a little bit of off and on sunshine at times. Our high right around 40 with wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight down to 27. Tomorrow partly cloudy, 36. Then on Saturday, partly cloudy with a high of 40. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 33.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You told me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street. The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
And snakes and stones never broke my bones.
wherever it may lead. It could be to the Swifties, could be to the Grammys. It could lead to the most successful female artist of our time, Taylor Swift. Welcome back to the show. It is now 34 minutes past the hour of 12 noon, Wednesday, January 31st. Zomerin's on the board taking your calls. Trygve Olson, former Republican like myself from Wisconsin, joins us from Washington, D.C. He's a senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, talking about this attack by out-of-control, predominantly Republican white men who are threatened by Taylor Swift. And I just, you know, our friend Matt Flynn likes to say, you have to know history, right? You're not woke if you don't know history. So let's look at history, because I think some people forget this. Back in 2009, at the VMA Awards, a 19-year-old Taylor Swift beat out the following field: Lady Gaga, Beyonce, Katy Perry, Pink, and Kelly Clarkson for the Best Female Video Award, and won. And it was, I remember that was when Kanye West went up and basically cut her off and said, well, Beyonce really deserved this. It was a total...
Yeah, for single ladies.
Right. And it was for a complete jerk to her. And she, you know, suffered, in all seriousness, that really threw her off. She had to go into counseling. Yeah. She has overcome so much. Her records got taken away from her, basically, the ownership. Mm-hmm. She recut all of them so that she owned them. She is the embodiment of females, of women being leaders and taking control of their own lives. And yet Scott Walker, former governor of Wisconsin this week, when the story came out in the Daily Mail that a fifth of American voters are likely to back the candidate that Taylor Swift would back, Scott Walker decides to take her on. And her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, by the way, who plays for the Chiefs. And we've invited the former governor on the show. Would love to have him call in. 844-967-2789.
Hey, wasn't Ron Johnson just on Civic Media?
He's going to be. We had a
He's going to be. All right. Well, listen, if Ron can do it, Scott, you can do it.
Right. I mean,
here's the thing. So I will say this as a girl dad, right? Like when we were having our first daughter, she was going off to school. It weighed on me. She was going to kindergarten or preschool, but it was weighing on me, right? Like, what do I say to her when she goes to school? And I spent a ton of time thinking about it. And I said to her, and I still say it to her and her sister every day, work hard, have fun, be kind and courageous. That, because to me, I'm like, if they do that in life, those four things, everything's going to be okay, whether dad's around or not. Think about Taylor Swift. She embodies that. Like, the fact that my girls view someone who's doing that as a role model is great. The fact that they're happy, that she seems to have found somebody she's happy with, I hope. There's nothing I hope more for my daughters than that they find somebody that they're happy with.
Yeah.
So what are these people doing bagging on her?
You'll like this. From Andrew and from Maine, listening in on WAUK, the Shaw in Waukesha, he says, Governor Walker, threatened or jealous? That's the question. Threatened or jealous, right?
Right. You know, Scott really needs to have a conversation. I don't know that I still get Christmas cards from, but I know he's really proud of the wedding that his son had, that he met a really nice girl. They got married. Here's the thing, he should sit down with his daughter-in-law and have a conversation, I think.
I think it's a good idea. Let's go to the phone lines. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Mark in Prairie du Sac. Thanks for listening, Mark. What say you?
Yeah. Thanks so much. And it's so important. Like, for, I just had an experience today coming back, you know, that I'd stopped at Carvelli Cheese in the parking lot when I was going to drive out, to me that a young girl grabbed her younger sister who was going to go trotting out in front of me and, you know, endanger herself. And this young girl took upon herself to, you know, and I was, you know, paying attention, so I wouldn't have, but I rolled my window down. I said, good job in taking care of your younger sister like that. Mm-hmm. And she just lit up with a big old smile on her face for somebody that actually, because I was paying attention to what was going on. It's important to reinforce these kids. And for Scott Walker, Mitch, and I compare him right now. It occurred to me the image came ahead like a sewer rat when he was going through the tunnels to the Capitol because he was afraid to walk in the open across the street to confront the people that were protesting him. He never once, you know, poked his head out, as some Republican legislatures did, to look at the singers that were singing in the Capitol, because I was there most days. Taking a break from work, at lunchtime I'd go there and sing at the Capitol. I mean, that for him to be criticizing Taylor Swift, who I remind these guys that she would be eligible to be president of the United States in 2025 because she's going to turn 35 in December. So she could actually run for president. I mean, that it is just insane that they're going after her like that. I mean, that for Scott Walker, he's basically kind of exhibiting his cowardice that he doesn't want to come on the air and actually face the music and actually listen to something other than the praise of his little acolytes that are in his Young Americans for whatever is going on now.
Mark, that's a great point. I appreciate you calling in. And Trigvy, look, Glenn Grothman, who is now in the United States Congress, one of the most conservative guys out there, was in the state Senate during Act 10. Look, I know Glenn. I've had a beer with him. I don't agree with a lot of his politics, but Mark brings up a great point. Glenn had the chutzpah, the courage, to go out and actually meet people and walk through the Capitol and walk. And Scott Walker, like a yellow-bellied coward, stayed behind Mike Hipsch in the governor's office.
Well, I mean, it gets back to who Scott is at his core, right? You know, Scott Walker didn't ever want to be a leader. He didn't ever, you know, it wasn't about doing things unless they promoted Scott Walker.
Right.
Scott Walker, as Tommy Thompson used to always say, you know, two kinds of politicians, those who want to be and those who want to do. And the ones who are attacking Taylor Swift, they're clearly ones who want to be. They're trying to grift off of her half a billion social media followers in the most cases.
Yep.
But here's you know, I don't know if you caught this yesterday, but my buddy Tim Miller, who I'm trying to get to come on sometime with us, he's at the Bulwark with Charlie Sykes and Phil Kristol and those guys, and he's one of the funniest guys you'll ever meet. I've known Tim forever. He absolutely dropped the mic on Scott Walker. Scott Walker tweeted out, you know, that piece about how funny liberals are interested in the opinion of a one percenter.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tim wrote him back and said, if a person came up to you at a party and says this, you would do anything to get away from them. Quote, interesting point, Scott, but I think I got to go take a call here. Like, yeah, honestly,
he's a creep. He's a creeper.
I can tell you, Scott Walker is not the guy you want to go out and have beers with.
No.
The people who are attacking Taylor Swift, not the people you want to go out and have beers with. And I'll tell you, not the kind of guys that I would like my daughters dating one day, quite frankly.
844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Let's go to Stoughton and CJ. CJ, thanks for calling. What say you?
Wow, that scares me. Thanks for taking my call, Todd. And Trigby did a good job while you were gone. He actually took my call.
We had a nice conversation, CJ.
We did. And, you know, yeah, explain what Republicans believe. And, you know, I heard you talk about women and girls. Republicans believe to protect women and girls' sports for them, not to have, you know, that's one. We want educated voters, not just Taylor Swift voters. And right now, the deflection of who's in control and whose power we're living right now, whose economy, Middle East, everything, it's your party. The cities are falling apart with illegal immigrants. It's your party.
All right,
CJ, let me ask you a few questions about what it means to be a conservative. I view myself still as a conservative. I'm pro-life. I believe, as Ronald Reagan did, that there's an evil empire. I spent a lot of time confronting it in my career, that Vladimir Putin isn't a genius for invading Ukraine. And the reason why people like me, I can't speak for Todd, left the Republican Party is because the Republican Party has gotten away from those core values, government not interfering in people's lives, that were the foundation of what it meant to be a conservative.
Can I ask you a question? What are your limitations? What week have you seen an ultrasound at 14 weeks?
Yeah, I have. I have two daughters. I have a third daughter who is stillborn at 38 weeks, CJ.
If your wife. Okay, well, my
it's not a choice that I would ever want my I would hope my daughters would never make.
You guys,
yeah, okay.
Here's the thing. You guys criticize what Republicans believe, and we'd like limitations on it because we believe after a certain point, I want freedom. I want a woman to have a choice. But if your daughter, if your wife, unless, because I believe 14 weeks is a good compromise, I still believe in life, but you know what? A woman should have a choice, especially due to the instance of rape and incest.
CJ,
so
that's CJ.
Republican believes.
Hey, CJ, we got to move on in a second. I want to get just a quick answer from you. Yes or no, aside from everything we just discussed, do you feel that Taylor Swift is a good role model for women?
I don't know all her points of views, but I don't want someone just voting because they believe Taylor Swift is a good person. I'd like
all
to
right.
know her
Fair
position.
Enough. Fair
you
enough.
You guys
all don't
right. want to go
on. So, CJ, hang with us, and we're going to play a clip from Taylor Swift that started all of this.
844-967-2789. Gene in Eau Claire. Gene, thanks for calling in. What say you?
Oh, my gosh. I had to call in on this one. You know, Taylor Swift is an outstanding, talented, brilliant young woman. She doesn't lose money or have fake businesses or corrupt people like Donald Trump does and a lot of the Republicans, I'm sorry to say, CJ. In addition to that, you have no business sticking your nose in females' health care. None, zero, nada. We don't know what happens with women. There's a lot of women who are raped. They have to go through H-E-L-L to prove it, and some of them don't even report it because of that. And you think that you should curse that woman and make her carry something that will cause her mental stress for the rest of her life? And there's a lot of issues you don't even know about. There could be there's been issues where pills haven't worked, where they've been ineffective, birth control. You know, there's a lot of things here that you guys need to keep your nose in your own business because this is terrible for young women. And Taylor Swift is outstanding. And you know what? She's no Maria Butina, Scotty Walker. So anyway, that's my two cents for it. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Love it, Gene. Thanks so much. Trigby.
No, she's definitely not Maria Butina. At the end of the day, I understand CJ's point, and the ultimate question, though, I think with CJ, and what I hope CJ spends some time thinking about, is what are those cornerstone things that make someone a conservative? I became a conservative, quite frankly, and involved in politics. Todd, you know the story, because Tony Earle raised the drinking age from 18 to 19, and I didn't make it. And I'm like, I don't want these people on the left telling me what to do. And you can argue I was naive and it was really Reagan or whatever, but that's how I saw things. Right now, as somebody who is still a conservative in the Reagan-esque Tommy Thompson sense of the word, it galls me, and it's antithetical to being conservative, that some theocrat, Scott Walker, is going to be determining what my daughters have the choice of doing. And it's my job as a conservative and as a parent to raise them correctly. And not send them to woke dens of indoctrination like the University of Wisconsin, like Scott Walker did. And I definitely, when Scott finally comes on, because maybe he eventually will, I want to have a conversation with him about why he made that choice.
Well, I'll tell you this. We have a celebrity on the phone lines on hold right now. There is
all right.
We have a celebrity right. Is it Governor Scott Walker or is it someone else? We'll reveal it. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Elbow Show with Trigby Olson on a Wednesday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just like I had been when you were chasing me. Guess this is how it has to be. Now that people talk.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a big year for the Fox Cities Chamber.
Everything we do will have the 150th incorporated in.
Chamber Executive VP of Marketing, Laura Wiegert, joined Mino and the mayor to celebrate and share some history.
There was a Menasha Chamber, a Nina Chamber. They merged. The Appleton-Nina-Menasha Chambers merged in 1976.
Wiegert says events will be happening all year to take a look back at the Fox Cities and look forward to more success for the area.
We just want to tell our story. For us, that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
Because as the mayor said, people just don't know what chambers do and who they are, and we want people to know how we impact the community.
Congratulations on 150 years. You can learn more about the anniversary at foxcitieschamber.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back to the Tallaball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, and it's 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock, a special Taylor Swift edition. One of the most successful people, let alone women, people in the world, signing up 40, 45,000 people to vote, not asking them about their party, just saying participate in democracy. A role model
owns
for
a private aircraft based on her own labor, sounds
right.
Like Scott Walker.
Right.
Doesn't have to ride on donors' planes.
But yet, former Governor Scott Walker and other MAGA Republicans attacking her and her boyfriend, Travis Kelce, who's going to the Super Bowl. 844-967-2789. We have Trigvi Olson, senior advisor to the Lincoln Project, like myself, a former Republican. Trigvi, I said before the break, we've been hoping that Governor Scott Walker would call in. He's been invited. So far, no, not yet. But we do have a celebrity. Is it Scott Walker? We bring on the co-host of Devil's Advocates every afternoon from 4 until 6, Mike Crute. Crutey, not quite Scott Walker, but you know what? In our eyes, we love you just the same.
Maybe I do more. Have a matching cabinet injury.
Crutey, what's up?
And I do also have resentment for Tony Earle. Only I missed the drinking age when it went from 19 to 21. And I remember voting in earnest that year, 1988, and telling him, you know, I wanted Tony Earle to know the kids care, and we vote, and we care about the drinking age, at least at the University
exactly.
of Wisconsin La Crosse.
Exactly. So, at Eau Claire, too, Crutey.
So, Crutey, you've shared a beer with CJ and also with Scott Walker. Tell us about that.
Well, we crashed his party at the invitation of David Blaska. Dom and Crute went to the Scott Walker GOP party at Tuskers on the River in Cleveland during the 2016 RNC. And we thought for sure, you know, with the good word of David Blaska behind us, we'd get in. Well, we get there, and of course, we get rejected at the door. And I'm like, well, you know, we gave the old college try. We'll have a story for tomorrow's radio show, but I was driving my shiny new red midlife crisis, my new convertible, and we'd driven it all the way down from Wisconsin. It still had dealer tags on it, and some woman comes chasing us out in the parking lot. Oh no, Wisconsinites, you guys can come in. And I said, well, you know, I'm not on the team. She says, oh no, and what we strongly suspected is she thought we might be of the donor class.
Oh,
because Scott Walker had a tremendous campaign debt at that time to pay off, right? So anyway, she invited us in. We went in at her. She was the finance director of the campaign. And so we went in and we sat down the bar from Scott Walker. And he sat there, and never have you seen a more depressed, lonely failure of a presidential candidate. And I'm not clear that he even drank a beer that night. So when I say I had beers with Scott Walker, I was the only one drinking. I'm not clear that Scott Walker had any beers at his own party in Cleveland that night.
Hey, Crutey, we appreciate you calling in. Before we let you go, you're a girl dad as well. Just tell us from your standpoint as a girl dad, as a father in general, what does somebody like Taylor Swift mean to you?
Well, I can tell you I've got a 29-year-old daughter who's a very powerful young lady, and I think she makes more money than her old man. I think that's pretty clear. And she's a very empowered woman. She's 29 with no children, doesn't need a man to set her on her course, and she's living in, you know, the most expensive city in the world, in L.A. So while I don't know that she's any particular fan of Taylor Swift, I certainly am a fan of this young woman that would show empowerment to all young ladies, including my daughter. The kids are our right.
Yeah.
The kids are our right.
Exactly.
And that's why Scott Walker doesn't like them. You know, contrary to his claims, they're not indoctrinated.
Right.
They're free thinking.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Crudy, thanks so much for
calling. You know what the last generation, Crudy, you know what the last generation to be like that? Is the one that went on to be the greatest generation. Yeah, I just got done reading a book that was all about how they were looked as free thinkers and morally bankrupt and, you know, worthless. And what did they end up doing? They won World War II and built a world that apparently MAGA's trying to destroy.
Well, if you guys have time for a beer later, about 6:01, we'll be looking for some drinking buddies.
We're on any time, Crudy.
It's a deal. You can catch Dom and Crude every afternoon from 4 until 6 right here on Civic Media, the Devil's Advocates. Thanks, Crudy. We'll talk from you and hear from you later. It's been an enlightening hour, Trigvy, and all these calls. We're going to play the – I know you got to bug out. You got another engagement here. But we're going to play these clips in the next hour because I think they're really important. We're going to hear from Taylor Swift herself from her documentary when she stood up to her dad against Marsha Blackburn. And tell folks in a couple of minutes we have left about that race and really what that meant at that time.
Yeah, you know, so the video that came out is from a documentary. I know this because I'm a girl dad with two Swifties, of course. But Miss Americana, and she and her dad, and you'll hear this in the clip, were having a debate because she had written out a statement. And she was really upset by the fact that Marsha Blackburn was saying Tennessee Christian values. Marsha Blackburn, Tennessee Christian values. And the point Taylor Swift makes is she had real policy differences with her. And she said, I'm from Tennessee. These aren't Tennessee values. And I'm a Christian, Dad. And they're not Christian values. And you'll hear in that clip her saying to her dad, I'm not asking. I'm asking for forgiveness because I'm doing this. And you can see the dad after Taylor and the mom have really gotten into him, basically saying, okay, well, maybe we can work to register people to vote. And that's what dads do, you know, like girl dads, the girl dads out there listening, I'll say this. I love my wife, Erica. I do love you. But when you ask for things to get done, they're judged, as you know, by a little different thing than when the daughters ask. When girl dads get asked by daughters, things happen.
Yeah. I just want to point out before we leave, again, we had a serious invitation to former Governor Scott Walker. He has not called in and joined us. We tried to go to the Republican State Convention in La Crosse last year. They pulled our credentials and wouldn't let us in. So when you hear all this nonsense from MAGA and Republicans saying, oh, the media won't let us tell our story, they refuse to come on. They're yellow-bellied sapsuckers. They're afraid, Trivi.
Yeah, I think we need to keep offering it to Scott, you know, up through the convention. In fact, if he wants to do it at the convention, I will fly out to Milwaukee and go to the Republican convention so we can do it.
Absolutely.
Shimming, too, quite frankly.
The Shim Sham Man.
Come on, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely.
We would love to have him on. He has a Diet Coke, so we'll have a Diet Coke with Shimming. Trigvy, always a pleasure. Have a great, and thank you. Trigvy's going to guest host on Friday. Thank you, my friend. People can listen to you then. Back after this for a second hour.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. The Talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Alba. Thursday at noon, our old friend, columnist, and Renaissance man, John Roach, stops by. Don't miss it on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The Todd Alba Show.
The immigration challenge in this country, as Jorge Ramos, the great author, likes to say, you can build as many and high walls and deep walls as you possibly want. But until you start addressing the problem within countries, people will keep coming. For all of our faults, people still look at America as that shining city on a hill and want to come here, and I believe that makes us stronger.
The Todd Alma Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu.